This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This breaking Yankees have reportedly acquired outfielder first baseman Cody Bellinger from the Cubs. Multiple reports, including MLB Network Insider and Odyssey Insider John Heyman, reports this. So
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
As someone texted in, even more, even a newer reason to hate that turd Cody Bellinger just dropped.
Hey!
He rolls in. And I think in terms of the Astros, one, yes, as much as you can't stand Cody Bellinger, they are better today than they were yesterday. I don't think Cody Bellinger is going to feel, I don't think so. He's won an MVP before, but I don't think he's going to feel what Soto did, but they add another bat there. But I think the big thing, Clint, is does this take the Yankees, the biggest spender potentially, out of the mix for Alex Bregman, right? Like, is that, is he going to leave?
Man, I'm starting to really wonder. I thought there was zero chance, but I don't know now.
You thought there was zero chance? Okay, this.
No, I thought there was zero chance he would stay. I'm sorry.
Oh, he would stay.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I think this is good. Now, I don't think it completely takes the Yankees out of the mix. I mean, hell, they were going to spend $730 million on Juan Soto, so...
They were never in the mix.
For who? Oh, Bregman? Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying this... I don't know if this does, but I would think, all right, maybe they feel like they found the bat that they needed, and it's not Bregman. Red Sox still very much involved. Tigers are a name you hear involved Mets. As well. Mets, as they're just saying, to hell with it again. They're involved, so I don't know. Like, your gut feeling right now as we sit here, I know Friday you thought you still felt like you leaned towards him coming back.
Yeah, this back and forth hasn't really moved me much. I mean, I don't know what means what, to be honest with you, so I don't get too caught up in it.
Astros ain't loyal.
I still think there's two guys in this clubhouse that I think Jim Crane would be willing to maybe budge a little bit on. That's Altuve and Bregman. And I still think that's possible. I don't follow, you know, exactly what Bregman is going to get or should get or what people like Bregman are getting. I don't know what all that looks like. But I think the Astros will have an inside track simply because I believe that Crane is a big Bregman fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would we'll see. I wonder when that comes to a head.
Houston, can we?
Yeah, Yeah. Let D'Amico jump in there and help with the
damn button was labeled wrong.
Yeah, I know it. What were you trying to go after? Let's hear it.
Breggy bombs.
Damn it. Jeez, you can find it. Come on.
I mean, that's what it was supposed to be.
Hit it again. What was it? Hit it again.
Let's see. I think it's Houston. Can we get loud? Wait for it.
Houston, can we get some loud noise?
Damn, who missed that?
Not I.
Something I know who did it.
Well, have you fixed it yet?
I will.
I think I know who did it.
Who? Lean towards it. Tyler?
Nah.
Who you think did it?
Byron.
You done started it now. Put it out there.
I think
Byron was around when Brady
I was going to go Byron, but I think I'll lean towards Jace. I think it was Jace who did it. That damn Jace. Damn it, Jace. Get in here. I know you're listening, Jace. Get in here and redo it. All right?
That Breggy Bomb been on
the board for a minute. The people need it.
Yeah, man. I
don't feel great about it. I
feel like he really might be staying now. I mean, more so than I have at all in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Got to see where they're going to spend this money at.
It seems too quiet. It seems too reserved. It seems...
I'll say this. I think to the point that you made about Crane, I do think that Alex Bregman will give every single chance and opportunity for the Astros to pull into a place that he can be comfortable with. Like I think he wants to be here and finish here and be and play the next however many years here, but I don't think he's going to do it for a $45 million difference. But I do think he will give them every opportunity to...
I mean, quality of life's got to be through the roof.